Welcome to the Fantasy Football Podcast Extraordinaire. Here we go with our first year in the books and our first episode for the Super Bowl preview. Been a little bit of a break here. We took 1 week off, but we are ready to come back and give you guys a little bit more football for your ear holes. How you doing, Kyle?
Yeah, pretty good. Had the day off work today, so I'm nice and relaxed. I could have done a little bit of more prep work for the show, but I didn't. We're kind of winging this one. Don't have a real set format for it, but we'll get a little bit of content in there for anyone who's still listening to these things. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Vicky's been gone all week. She's in Vegas.
Oh, nice.
Sister basically paid for her and Laura to go to Vegas with her. They had to pay for some stuff, but they like the place where we're at. Oh, they had to get a plane ticket, I think, pretty much that. But yeah, she's been there all week. So it's been Leo and myself just kind of hanging out, just playing video games. We've been playing a lot of Fall Guys on the Xbox. He likes that one. Guys. So we trade off to playing that for a couple hours. And yeah, been an interesting week without Vicky, but we've been having our fun. How about you?
Like I said, I just had today off work. Just relaxing. I got a new, kind of a different schedule now. I work 9-hour days, Monday to Thursday, and then I'll have every other Friday off. That's which is pretty nice. This is the first Friday off, so I was enjoying it. Just kind of did laundry and did dishes and chilled.
I was kind of shocked when I messaged you. You're like, oh, I'm off. I'm like, oh, yeah. You're never off on the weekdays.
But yeah, talking football, I guess the newest news is Josh Allen got the MVP. So it seemed like Lamar Jackson was the heavy betting favorite for the last several weeks after he got named to whatever all-pro finger, first-class all-pro. I forget what the name is they
first
call
team.
It. But
first team all-pro.
First team, yeah.
Which is generally the person who gets first team all-pro quarterback is generally the MVP. So it's pretty rare for that to happen.
Yeah. We were kind of talking about it. Sounds like you get this in all sports, just MVP fatigue. Like Lamar Jackson just won it. It's hard to give it to a guy a second year in a row, especially when he already has two of them. Mm-hmm. So, and Josh Allen had a fantastic season too. So good on him. He needs a Super Bowl still, but so does Lamar Jackson.
I mean, but at least he got an MVP. Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
Kind of what I thought was going to happen. I think they just voted against Allen or against Jackson because he already had the two and hasn't had like the playoff success to go with it. So it's kind of like, man, you can't just have three MVPs and not have like a Super Bowl appearance win. So I think that's kind of where that ended. The other thing too is like Josh Allen is kind of preserved early in the year. So his stats don't always reflect like how well he plays, because they don't let him like start running until like really important games until the end of the year when they're trying to get placement. So I think that helps too. We saw that kind of crazy stretch by Allen and it was like, oh yeah, this guy's the best quarterback on the planet. And that was like a 4-game stretch. But then obviously after that, then I think Lamar Jackson started going off again. So I think you can go either way with them, but I understand why they did it, whether you agree or not, but I'm pretty sure that's the reason.
You can't be mad about it. And I think Josh Allen did. He accomplished just as much with less. That's how I look at it. He doesn't have a Derrick Henry. James Cook's good. But he's not Derrick Henry.
No.
You got Mark Andrews over there. You could say maybe Kincaid's is good, but Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews just had that connection for pretty much Lamar Jackson's whole career. I mean, they know how to find each other. They know how to get into the end zone when they're down there. So he's always had that. I think he's got better receivers too. I mean, Josh Allen doesn't have much going on over there currently. Khalil Shakir looked good. They traded for what's his nuts? I can't remember his name, but they barely used him.
Amari Cooper.
Yeah, Cooper. He might just be past his prime at this point. Yeah, it was a weird trade.
I was shocked at how old he was. I didn't realize he was like 31 or 32. I remember when he was drafted by the Raiders, like 4th overall. That felt like a long... That didn't feel like that long ago. And I'm like, oh man, he's been in the league for that long. So Yeah, he might be near the end of his career. He clearly doesn't have the explosiveness anymore. I mean, he was a number one receiver. So, like, if he was, you know, in his prime, I'm sure he'd have been a perfect fit for Josh Allen, but he must just not have it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that trade didn't bear the fruit people thought it would. But yeah, I mean, congrats to Josh. Well earned. I'm happy he's got one. Next segment of business, we do have the matchups from last week. We had a bet on this. We got to talk about them on last week. This was 2 weeks ago. We had the AFC Championship game and the NFC Championship game. So the AFC, we both picked the Bills to beat the Chiefs. The Chiefs won, obviously. Good game. Both these games were... This was the better game, for sure. But, yeah, I don't know. You just can't beat the Chiefs in the playoffs anymore. They always find a way. It was close. The Bills had leads. They just... God. The Bills had the ball in their hand at the end of the game, too, and they couldn't pick up. They couldn't get down the field and score. Yeah, it was a bummer. I don't know if you saw the Josh Allen talking after the game, but there's, like, clips of him from, like, the first year that the Chiefs ended his playoff run, like, every year that it happens.
Oh,
and it just looks
that,
worse,
yeah,
and worse and worse. It's like he's more and more bummed every time it happens.
Well, I mean, you saw him at the end of this one. It was actually kind of hard. Like, you could feel it. Like, normally when you see those athletes crying and stuff after a game, it's like, okay, whatever, you see it. You've seen him a few times. But that right there, that was some of the most emotion I've ever seen. Like, you could just feel it through the screen. Like, that guy was just shattered. Like, he thought he should have been in a Super Bowl by now, and he cannot overcome one team with one player. It's like, he's always going to live in the shadow of Mahomes at this point until he can prove that he can beat him on the big stage. Like, yeah, he beats him in the regular season. That's great. But when it matters, Mahomes doesn't lose.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks for the AFC. Because he's not going anywhere. What is he, 29?
Mahomes. Probably. I mean, he's only been in the league like 7 years, so that would make sense. You know, probably so, like, 29, 30.
Yeah, so he's still going to be, like, fantastic for at least, like, another 5 years. Then he'll have that. Then he'll be close to 35. Maybe he'll start falling off. Maybe he won't.
I could see him retiring earlier, but... I mean, I guess I would have thought the same for Stafford, but Mahomes is kind of like a family guy, actually. He's not, like, all about the lifestyle. You know, he kind of takes it a little bit more quiet. So he's kind of those guys that just feel like could potentially retire, like, you know, at 35 if he's, like, starting to lose it a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, we're probably still most likely looking at, like, 10 more years of Mahomes. And he's probably going to be elite in 7 of those 10 years. So there's a good chance that this is going to not be the last time we see him in a Super Bowl either.
A very high chance. I just feel bad for, yeah, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. Like, 3 all-time great quarterbacks. It just, they can't get to the Super Bowl now until the Chiefs slip up.
Brady did that to a bunch of people, too. You know?
That's true.
Like, I mean, Manning. Look at Manning. That guy might have 2 more Super Bowls and is considered the best quarterback of all time if he beats Tom Brady twice and then wins a Super Bowl each year. Like, it's all he needed. But the fact that he didn't, Tom Brady stopped the legacy of Peyton Manning. I still feel like on a play-to-play basis, I've never seen a better quarterback than Peyton Manning, but he'll never go down because Tom Brady took that away from him. I can almost say the same thing for Mahomes. Like,
yeah.
I think Mahomes' consistency is the most impressive thing about him. Like, he never really plays very bad. With Allen, you do see that from time to time, but like I've always mentioned on here, is like when Allen hits his peak, when they let him fully go all in, he's running, he's doing everything in the offense that he can do. Like, he to me is the best quarterback in the league, but they do keep him healthy in the earlier parts of the season because, like, what's the point of putting your quarterback in harm's way? But when he gets on that, but again, you do that at the end of the year, you only got a couple games that you can show that off, and then you still lose to the Chiefs because their defense seems to always play well against Allen and shuts him down.
It's even worse because the AFC just got rid of Brady, like, what, right? 4 years. Like, I guess I went to the NFC for a few years, but like as soon as the dynasty ended, it's like, oh, here's the next one you got to deal with for who the hell knows how long.
We were joking about it on the
20
last
years
one.
Again,
it was like the passing of the torch when Brady beat him that 1 year. That was like, okay, this is my last year, kid, now it's your turn. And he went and beat him in the Super Bowl, and then it's been Mahomes ever since.
Yeah. Enough of the AFC. The Chiefs are in the Super Bowl again. On the NFC side, we had the Eagles versus the Commanders. So the Commanders were the surprise team to be there. I foolishly put my Shadow Malort bet on them, so I'm going to chug that down real quick here.
Ugh. Does that give me the win by one on the year? I think we were like tied.
I think it might be more than that.
Oh, I know we were tied just like an episode or two ago, but maybe I won the last couple.
But yeah, this game, it was still a good game. It wasn't nearly as close, obviously. You can check the final score. It looked like a real ass-whooping. I felt like the Commanders were kind of in it most of the game. They were down by a score or two all the way into like the fourth quarter. That's when it really got away from them. But yeah, I mean, the better team won. The team with more talent won. They pretty much asserted their dominance right off the get-go. I mean, we were kind of chatting before we started recording, but yeah, the Commanders got the ball first. They went down the field, and they actually looked pretty good. They were going right down the field. I was like, oh, shit. These guys are marching the field down on the Eagles' defense. This is pretty impressive. They did get held to a field goal. Eagles got the ball, and the very first play, handoff to Saquon, he houses it for 65 yards or whatever the hell it was. It was a very long run. But yeah, I think two dudes missed, tried to tackle him, couldn't get him down, and then he was gone. And that pretty much set the tone for the game. I mean, they could not contain Saquon. He had an absolutely dominant game. The defense is good. Yeah, a better team won, so that's our Super Bowl matchup now. We got a rematch from 2 years ago. It's the match everyone wanted to see, obviously. The Chiefs versus the Eagles again. Yeah, I don't know who I'm rooting for in this one, honestly.
It's kind of almost the lesser of two evils, but I'm probably going to take the Eagles. I'm not the person that harps on the Chiefs because they're good. You know, like, I don't really care that much about, you know, success. I cheered for the Patriots a lot during their Super Bowl just because I thought it was fun to watch history. But I just kind of like the Eagles team more. I do not like Travis Kelce at all. I don't like the whole Taylor Swift thing. That stuff kind of rubs me the wrong way, even though some of that's not even, you know, football related. It just, the whole, like, it's like a pony show attached to their team. It's just annoying. I don't really care about the ref stuff as much. I think that gets overblown. I think people think that just, oh, reffing is, it's whoever the team that loses always finds excuses, right? Because the team that won, if they had something bad happen, they're not going to complain about it. They already won the game. Mm-hmm. So it's like, there's always like three or four plays because games in football are generally a score different. So like you can easily find, oh, these three or four or five different things. Do the Chiefs get a little bit more than other teams? Maybe. Mahomes, he's a little bit more willing to flop. You know, we were talking about it before. Josh Allen does it too. It's like, it's just some players are more willing to do it and it's becoming a problem. But I'm not going to hate on the Chiefs overall, that the refs are bought and stuff and things like that. That's ridiculous. So yeah, there's enough storylines I don't like about the Chiefs that I'm going to pick the Eagles. It'd be fun to see Hurts win a Super Bowl. He seems like a really good dude. His like whole entire staff that works with him is all women. Like he feels like, you know, he should empower women. So he's got a lot of like positivity, like in how he runs his brand and stuff, which I think is really cool. And he's supposed to be like a great guy in the community. Saquon Barkley is like also known to being like one of the best like people as far as just like donating his time to the community and stuff, like in the league. So they have a lot of really good names, like for that perspective. So that kind of always gives me the edge for teams. If there's a lot of players like that on their team, Eagles seem to have that. So give me the Eagles. Be nice to see the Chiefs kind of get thwarted from their three-peat, because I think they already tried to like coin the phrase three-peat or something like that, or did they ask like a different team maybe that they could use that like branding?
I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard that who was the Bulls coach when they had Jordan, they three-peated.
Oh shoot, he's a legend.
Riley?
No.
I can't think of the name.
NBA.
I don't know if he has like the trademark for three-peat or what, but yeah, the Chiefs wanted to.
The triangle defense. To use the term. Phil Jackson. Or the triangle offense. Sorry, that was.
Maybe it was the owner of the Bulls. I don't know. But yes, I didn't look into that. If that's true or not? I don't know if you could actually.
I didn't read it. I just saw like in a Reddit scrolling through. I'm like, oh. That's just another thing that annoys me, because it's like, oh, three-peat, you're going to try to coin the term already, or like get someone to like let you have rights to make a bunch of money. It's like, yeah, whatever. But I guess that's how the business works.
I mean, it kind of is, unfortunately. But yeah, I mean, I just don't want to root for the Eagles. I feel like they're They have such a shitty fan base. I don't want to root for them. Like, I'd almost rather see the Chiefs win again. But like you said, I would love to see Saquon win it, I guess. He's awesome. And he was stuck on a bad team. He's finally on a good team. And just the season he's had would be awesome to be capped off with a Super Bowl win. Because that'd probably be the best, like, full-on season a running back's ever had, I would think.
I mean, just the whole storyline of being, like, yeah, on one of the worst teams, going to, and, like, basically almost being told you're, like, washed up to, like, everyone just assumed he wasn't good anymore. Like, that's why I'm like, he's, like, 28 or 27. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't believe that going into the year. It didn't make any sense. And then, yeah, he goes to the Eagles, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm actually just this, you know, maybe the best player individually in the whole game. I was just locked behind this terrible run franchise, and I had no offensive line my whole career, but actually, no, I'm the best player in the league. So it is a pretty cool story arc for him, and I'm glad he's finally showed it off, because, you know, Barry Sanders, he had all the stats and stuff, but he didn't get to have that success either. So it's kind of like, it reminds me of Barry. Like, if Barry would have got to go to our team, I would have hated it, you know, obviously, but it would have been cool for, like, him, for his career, to be like, okay, yeah, the Lions kept them back, you know, from really winning anything significant. But it's like, okay, you put him on a good franchise or good team right away, and, like, look what he does. Like, it literally just completely changes the team, because they're already a very solid team, but he just takes them to the next step, because they're that elite of players, and that's what Saquon is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it might be the best running back, like, full-on season of all time. Like, not regular season, but the fact that in the playoffs, he's just absolutely fucking dominated so far. And if he does that again in the Super Bowl, it's... Yeah,
I mean, especially against that team, it's like, you know,
yeah,
the best team we've maybe ever seen for, like, an extended period of time, right? Like, we go to three-peats, we haven't had one in the NFL yet, so this would be considered the best ran team probably of all time from a dynasty perspective. They win that, so, like, you're going up against, you know, the biggest enemy you can think of, and yeah,
you're taking on the champs.
Go for it, especially if he has a big game. Like, if he has, like, 200 yards, 3 touchdowns, just something, like, ridiculous, wins the MVP and stuff. Like, yeah, it definitely would be the best season of all time for a running back.
So, yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm not really rooting for anyone then. I'm hoping it's a good game. I'm hoping it's not a low scoring affair, which it might be. These are both really good defenses. But you got the best quarterback in the NFL against the best running back in the NFL. It should be fun. You guys, you doing anything for the game?
I wasn't sure what I'm gonna do. Vicky, like I said, she's in Vegas, so I haven't, like, talked to her, like, about anything like that. You know, we talk about Vegas stuff, you know, and, you know, just Leo and things like that, but, like, you know, the normal, like, side chit chat you have throughout the week with your significant other I haven't had. So I'll have to talk with her when she gets back here tomorrow and see what she wants to do. But yeah, we haven't really planned anything out yet. How about you?
We invited people over. I don't know who else. I know Mike's coming. That's it so far. But if you guys want to come, you're more than welcome.
I'll see what Vicky wants to do. I would have no problem doing it, but I don't know. Never know what we're planning. I
mean, yeah.
Plus, with her being gone for, like, a whole week, we might just want to, like, all hang out. And
yeah, I get that too.
So I'll talk with her, see what she thinks.
That sounds good. Yeah. I don't know. Do we have any other content? I mean, this might be a pretty brief episode here.
I think it's good at this. I mean, there might not be anyone watching it or listening, rather, at this point, just because it's already kind of this late, and I think everyone's kind of checked out of the fantasy season, obviously. So.
Yeah, fantasy's been done for a long time.
It's just maybe for us to kind of say, hey, we concluded our first season, which is pretty cool. We made it through a whole podcast season, and now we get to... add on to this next year, and, you know, maybe 10 years from now we're looking back at how we started this, you know, little podcast, and we kind of just changed our whole fantasy, you know, experience. So it already has. Yeah. I mean, it made the league a lot more active, right? It was fun.
Yeah, it was very fun. I enjoyed doing it quite a bit. Much appreciation to anyone who listened. I don't think we talked about it on air, but me and Jim talked last week. We had heard some feedback from some of the people who listened, so we're gonna, next year when we do this, we're going to record it at once. We're going to split this into two different things. We'll have one that's just about our fantasy league, and then all the other football talk that we ramble on about will be a separate show. So if you don't care to hear us talk about football in general, and you just want to hear about our fantasy league, understandable. I know not everyone's as into football as you and I may be. So yeah, it'll be split up. So there'll be two separate shows, a fantasy one and a random football rambling one.
I'm excited about it. I think it helps to just kind of keeping it from like going from here to here. It's like, okay, you know exactly what you're getting. And it just, we can make it a lot more straightforward how the episodes work, because they'll kind of work in their own little elements. So I think it'll help a lot for structure as well.
And they'll be a little shorter. They'll probably be 30 minutes piece instead of having to worry about, well, maybe 40 minutes piece, whatever. But you don't have to worry about us rambling on for an hour and some change, which happened several times this year. We tried to split them up when that happened, but
it'll also probably help us when we're talking, because, you know, well, we know, okay, we're talking about our fantasy league. So like, we're going to be like, okay, that's our mindset. You know, we're not going to go and like veer off on like some tangent about, you know, Saquon Barkley's MVP chances, right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we know this is just only cut and dry. This is what people want. Maybe a little thing here and there about it, but obviously the main goal is like, okay, this is the fantasy league. People just want to hear their team and how they did, or hear about other people and, you know,
banter. And the trades and the waiver pickups and that right. kind of stuff. The weekly recap. And then, yeah, other than that, just remember next year we're doing two wide receivers instead of three. So that'll be a change. We'll vote on some more stuff. We'll be able to trade picks next year. That'll be in there. Once again, we'll fine-tune the details of that when we do it. And I don't know if ESPN allows you to do it, so it might have to be manual. But we could figure it out easily enough.
I mean, we do our draft offline, so
yeah,
it's not going to be that hard, because we can just implement rosters, I think, if need be.
Yeah, but I would need to know when people are trading that there's a pick involved, so I can write it down, so that I know for the next year's draft to take someone's whatever pick and switch it to the other person.
Yeah, we'll have to make like a spreadsheet, maybe, and we can just do it as a Google Doc. We can just kind of have access to it, and if I catch something, I can put it in there for you, or work on it. Maybe that's the way to handle that.
We'll see. I'll play with the settings before the league starts up. But, yeah, that's really about it. Yeah, it's a good season. Looking forward to next year. We'll probably do a couple more of these. If any big off-season things happen, you know, like we said, we might do one after the draft and the free agency period and that kind of stuff, to see how at least the NFC North teams are shaken out and what changed. Or if there's any other blockbuster things happening.
There might be one soon. Miles Garrett already requested that trade, so...
Yeah, I'm curious if they let him go or not.
I think they're going to have to. I think he's going to have enough pull to be like, I'm going to go to a new team, just make it work. They're going to get, like, two first-rounders. They need to, like, rebuild. Like, the whole Watson thing completely destroyed that team. Like, their cap is ruined. This is Miles Garrett saying, like, yep, I know this guy's washed. I know you guys can't fix this problem this year or next year. Like, this is a five-year process to fix. Get me out of here. Recuperate your assets from me. Rebuild your team. So that's, I think, what he's kind of helping them. I think they just need to do it. Maybe he's being the bad guy and going into the media and just saying, I want to trade too. And maybe it just makes it easier for him to get traded.
I presume. I mean, he might have already asked them and they said no. So he's like, well, I'm just going to throw this out there then and kind of force your hand on it of, either do it or I'm sitting on my ass next year.
And I could see him doing that.
At least try to get something for me and start the rebuild process early. But yeah. See, I mean, they're not going to compete. I'm curious where he winds up. I'm sure there'll be some other big ones too. There's teams in need of stuff.
Oh yeah. Trades are getting more and more frequent in the NFL. Like, it's been the last like 5 years have been almost trade frenzies at this point in the year. You used to never hear trades in the off season, but last 5 years we already have like 3 or 4 trades by April, so we'll see.
It'll be fun to hear it. But I guess that's it then. Short and sweet. Any other parting words, or should we say farewell?
I think, again, we've kind of hit on it before. It's been a great season, so can't wait to do this again next year and see what we can make of this.
Cool. Well, then we'll end her there. We'll end it as we always do with a Jameis Winston quote of the week. Goodbye, everybody.
I'm sending up my prayers. I already prayed for his leg.